are still with us, Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, Indonesia's men's national football team head coach Patrick Kluivert has included 27 players in the World Cup qualifiers against Australia and Bahrain this month. In this provisional list, the Dutch coach included Septian Bagaskara, who has scored 7 goals and provided 1 assist for Dewa United in Liga 1 Indonesia this season. Kluivert, the former Barcelona and AC Milan striker, also called up Ole Romani to the Garuda squad. Since his transfer to Oxford United in England's second tier league, Romani, who recently acquired Indonesian citizenship, has scored 1 goal. Indonesian Football Association, or PSSI, Chairman Erick Thohir expressed his elation at a list of players. He's delighted with the provisional list of players selected by the coach, and this is his first list as the head coach of the national team. He assured Indonesian football fans that Kluivert had consulted with his assistants before deciding on the list. Minister Thohir and also the association's chairman observed that the called-up players deserve to make the list. He also highlighted the association's plan to call up 3 additional players who are in the process of obtaining Indonesian citizenship. Well, let's pray for Indonesia's national football team so it can enter the World Cup 2026, finger crossed. And to find out more about the change of Indonesia in the World Cup qualifiers, we'll bring you the insight of Indonesian football commentator, and it's especially on VOI Talk. How can a change bring changes to Indonesian football? Later on voinews.id and also at RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sepertinya kau memang dari planet yang lain, dikirim ke bumi untuk orang-orang sepertiku. Sepertinya kau memang dari planet yang jauh, dikirim ke bumi untuk datang menemani aku. Yang kalau ditanya apa bentuk cinta, aku juga bingung jawabnya, gak tahu gimana. Menyimpan banyak tanya tentang cinta, aku bingung carinya di mana. Tanya ke siapa. Lalu datang kau yang unik, kau temani aku jalan pelan, berdampingan tidak buru-buru, gandeng tangan. Aku pernah kehilangan ketakutan, lalu kau terangkan bahwa itu bahagia dari cara hidup berpasangan. Kau memang dari planet-planet yang lain, ku yakin dikirim ke bumi untuk orang-orang seperti.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to
to the world. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. So just like I promised to you before that today's VOI talk talks about how can a change bring change to Indonesian football. This is ahead of the World Cup qualifiers against Australia and Bahrain this month. To get the details, we'll listen to the insight from Indonesian football commentator, Mr. Kusnaini. Check this one out.
Indonesian national team once again will face great challenge to enter the World Cup 2026. This time the challenge will come from Australia, where Indonesia will up against on March 20, 2025. With new coach, definitely have new strategy. So what kind of strategy that will be used by Clifford on the match against Australia? Indonesian football commentator Kusnaini said that Patrick Clifford will use 4-3-3 formation.
Patrick Clifford has said that he will play with the 4-3-3 formation because football is more familiar with the 4-3-3 pattern. This is of course different with the SPY era, which usually used the 3-4-3 formation. But I think this is not a bigger problem because in their clubs, our national team starters generally also play with the 4-3-3 formation, or maybe 4-4-2. JJS, Michel Herr, Kevin Dix, Calvin Verdonk used to play with 4-4-2 or 4-3-3 in their clubs.
Patrick Clifford, as the new head coach of Indonesian team, has released 27 names in the team. Who do you think that can be count on to hit the goal from those names?
We have seen 27 names chosen by Patrick Clifford, and I think it's clear he did not take the risk of making major changes that were risky. He chose to maintain the framework of the SPY legacy because Clifford did not have much time to make major changes. We know that managing national team is very different with managing a club. Managing a national team means you have to comply with shorter time to meet the players in the national team. That's the problem for Clifford at the moment.
Indonesia reinforced the strength to strike Australia by adding Dean James, Joey Palupesi and Emil Audero Mulyadi, who already said their oath to be Indonesian citizens on Thursday, March 11, 2025 in Rome. Do you think they can make it in time to join Timnas on the match against Australia?
James, Palupesi and Audero may still be called up for the match against Australia. There is still enough time. However, the problem is they do not have much time to adapt to the team. Therefore, maybe they may not be able to start straight away. Except for Palupesi, whose abilities are needed by the team to fill the defensive midfielder position in the middle line. Indonesian national team need Palupesi if Clifford play with 4-3-3 formation.
If you have a chance to say something to Timnas directly, what are you going to say to them?
My message to all personnel of Indonesian national team is simple. Just focus on the match against Australia and then Bahrain in Indonesia. don't be burdened by the 4-point target from PSSI or the public's expectation being too high. Just enjoy the game.
Well, with new coach and new men on board, seems like Indonesia still have hope to get through the World Cup 2026. Let's pray Indonesia can give a big hit against Australia. Stay tuned at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
pristine land in the Western Pacific Ocean. Ancient culture. A world of wonders. Mysterious and magical. The life of a tribe in sync with nature. West Papua's archipelago. Extremely rich sea life. Adorned with emeralds of islands. Sprawling protected in front of the coast. A heaven for divers. The richest marine biodiversity in the world. To majestic phantoms of the ocean. Life in an amazing setting. Where Makarero greets guests. An amazing sea adventure. The best of fish. And travel in style and comfort. Is always only a short trip away, always reminding us life is beautiful. Amazing cultures and lovely sea. West Papua, wonderful.
Melakukan semua ini.
Here is the word of the day. Evil wins when good people do nothing. A quote by General Sudirman. General Sudirman is an Indonesian national hero and the first commander of the National Army. He never gave up and was always ready to sacrifice himself. He was courageous, had great discipline, always fought for the right thing, and was a great role model. General Sudirman is known as a very responsible leader. Well, listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Hatiku beruntungnya.
romantic song by Indonesian singer-songwriter Firgun Bukti, or Proof, taken from 2017. This song proves about someone's love for his spouse or anyone he loves. And FYI, if you paid attention into the details of the song, you heard paper and pencil as the medium of creative process in this song. There is the sound of paper tearing and pencil tapping used throughout the song. If you missed it, let's listen to the paper tearing and pencil tapping once again. Wow, really creative, right? It's the second single of the solo project of Firgun, the sequel of a hit Surat Cinta Untuk Starla, or Love Letter for Starla. And also it tells about the admiration and gratitude to the person they love. Well, listener, there is a lot more songs, more Indonesian music to present. Just like this one, from pop song, we have a traditional song that we present to you on Music Corner. So do stay tuned, only on Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Aceh entitled Di Babah Pintu. The song was composed by Ayah Ubid. It means in front of the door. The lyrics tell the story of a wife waiting for her husband at the door. The wife hopes her husband will come home soon. The song Di Babah Pintu also became the soundtrack of the movie Cut Nyak Din in 1988. In the movie, Cut Nyak Din waits for her husband, Tengku Ibrahim, to return home to fight against the invaders, similar to the song Di Babah Pintu. Well, listener, here is the song Di Babah Pintu by Liza Aulia.
Di babah pintu, Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. The oldest pyramid structure is found in Indonesia. During America Geophysical Union meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their latest study that stated Mount Padang in Cianjur, West Java, is the oldest pyramid structure in the world.
Yang ku pilih.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. The Indonesian government and the House of Representatives began discussing tourism bill in a coordination meeting with seven ministries and institutions. Indonesian Minister of Tourism Widianti Putri Wardana emphasized the discussion would continue to adhere to the problem inventory list that has been prepared. In the list, there are 1,508 points that are of concern to the government. Several main issues that are being reviewed include education, the term of tourism, and cultural diplomacy. Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs launched Mudikpedia Lebaran 2025 as a guide for the public during the Idul Fitr 1446 Hijri holiday. This was conveyed by the Ministry's Director General of Public Communication and Media, Fifi Aleida Yahya, in a statement received by RRI.co.id in Jakarta on Tuesday. She revealed that Mudikpedia contains data and information to facilitate public mobility during the 2025 Idul Fitr holiday. Fifi said all data and information from various ministries and institutions were presented in the form of e-book. That was Ms. Lai from Voice of Indonesia.
Apa bahagianya hatiku saat ku duduk berdua denganmu. Berjalan bersamamu, menarilah denganku. Namun bila hari ini adalah yang terakhir, namun ku tetap bahagia. Selalu kusyukuri, begitulah adanya. Namun bila kau ingin sendiri, cepat-cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap kau bersedih. Bila nanti saatnya telah tiba, ku ingin kau menjadi istriku, berjalan bersama dalam terik dan hujan, berlarian ke sana kembali dan tertawa. Namun bila saat berpisah telah